podcast of Universal Uttering. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we remember September 11th as we look back on September 11th, 2001, something that happened in the world that here in America we will never forget. Today our practice is in the first letter to the Corinthians. We're in chapter 9 with verses 16 through 27. If I preach the gospel, this is no reason for me to boast, for an obligation has been imposed on me, and woe to me if I do not preach it. If I do so willingly, I have a recompense, but if unwillingly, then I have been entrusted with a stewardship. What then is my recompense? That when I preach, I offer the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel. Although I am free in regard to all, I have made myself a slave to all so as to win over as many people as possible. To the Jews I became like a Jew to win over Jews. To those under the law I became like the ones under the law, though I myself am not under the law, to win over those under the law. To those outside the law I became like one outside the law, though I am not outside God's law but within the law of Christ, to win over those outside the law. To the weak I became weak, to win over the weak. I have become all things to all, to save at least some. All this I do for the sake of the gospel, so that I too may have a share in it. Do you not know that the runners in the stadium all run in the race, but only one wins the prize? Run so as to win. Every athlete exercises discipline in every way. They do it to win a perishable crown, but we an imperishable one. Thus I do not run aimlessly. I do not fight as if I were shadow boxing. No, I drive my body and train it, for fear that, after having preached to others, I myself should be disqualified. So today in 1 Corinthians 9, verses 16 through 27, the Apostle Paul illustrates the essence of discipline, purpose, and the commitment required to run the spiritual race set before us. He passionately conveys that he does not merely run aimlessly. Instead, he competes with an intention to win an imperishable crown. Unlike athletes in the world who strive for a fleeting prize, a trophy or a medal made of gold, our pursuit is for something far greater, eternal in nature and imperishable. This profound truth serves as a reminder that our efforts, faith, and endurance in this life have eternal significance, transcending earthly accolades. As we reflect on the call to be diligent in spiritual competition, let us remember the weighty significance of today's date, September 11th. This day marks the anniversary of the tragic terrorist attacks that shook our nation and the world in 2001. It is a stark reminder of the fragility of life, the importance of love and unity, and the pressing need for resilience in the face of adversity. Just as Paul urges us to run with purpose, may we also approach our lives with intention and grace, honoring those we lost and acknowledging the suffering in our world. You know, yesterday we celebrated, or should I say, we gave our lives to understand Charlie Kirk's death anniversary yesterday. And so he ran that spiritual race too. And today, in the spiritual race, let us strive not for earthly treasures, but for heavenly rewards that await us. Our journey may be fraught with challenges, much like the struggles we remember today, but we can find assurance in the hope we hold as believers. As we navigate our own races, let us be inspired by the greater purpose, the call to share love and hope, and the promise of eternal crown awaiting us in heaven. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany are constant, and we pray this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from 1 Corinthians 9, verses 16 through 27. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stanzas strong. It's titled, I Offer the Gospel Free of Charge. In the heart of the day where shadows entwine, a message awakens both ancient and fine. Paul speaks of his calling, integrity's test. For woe to the preacher who offers less than best. For duty compels him, a fire in his soul, to share the good news and help others be whole. Yet not for the bounty nor crowns to be won, but to run with a purpose, to race till it's done. He labors like athletes who strive for the prize, disciplining body with fervor that flies. With passion unyielding, his mission rings clear. To save even one, through love, he draws near. He becomes like the Jew to the Jew he belongs, or like those under the law adapting their songs. To the weak, he is weak. With all, he is one. A bridge for the lost till the work is begun. He runs not in vain, nor in circles of time, but with rhythm and purpose, his heart is the rhyme. To finish the race, he keeps eye on the prize, an incorruptible crown where glory never dies. So gather, dear friends, as we too take the stance in this life's grand arena. Let's heed the advance. With discipline, grace, and our spirit set free, let's run with conviction in Christ. We will be. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It is September 11th, 2026, and I'm up recording this morning at 4:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close today, reminding ourselves to always remember and never forget the events of September 11th that happened here in the United States. We don't take it lightly, and we seek to find grace and understanding in the wars of the world. May we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you as we close in the name above all names. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you.